You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
And welcome in, MLB.com Extras. This is the St. Louis Cardinals edition. I'm Dave Raymond with Jen Langosch. And, well, Jen, let's see. Where do we start with this one? I think last time we spoke, the Cardinals had come off a big weekend against the Pirates and, you know, all extra inning games, all walk-off wins, very exciting stuff. That actually might have been a little further back. But the bottom line is there have been concerns about the bullpen just hanging in there. I mean, just holding up. And I see, you know, more extra innings games this last weekend. How are the arms holding up?
They're holding on. You know, right now the Cardinals are actually using a 9-man bullpen, which is very unconventional, but something that we've already seen them do sporadically throughout this stretch. I mean, this is a team that's still in the middle of playing 36 games in 37 days. They have just over a week left until they get their next off day. So a little bit of roster finagling here and there has allowed them to keep, you know, in this case, basically two extra arms in the bullpen. And really, since the end of April, they've had at least 8 relievers. And, you know, it's kind of a combination of two things. Number one, the bullpen being overworked. You look at, again, the stretch of 36 games in 37 days. So far during that stretch, no team in the majors has thrown more innings from their relievers than the Cardinals. So there's certainly something being overworked there. But, you know, manager Mike Matheny has also been very aggressive in how he's deployed those arms. So in order to continue to have that flexibility, he needs to have more options. So, you know, the Cardinals have been craving some deeper starts from their rotation. They got one Sunday night from Lance Lynn. They actually got one Monday night from John Lackey, only to see the game go 14 innings. So the bullpen had to pick up about 7 innings anyways. But innings are going to continue to be key, and I would expect to see the Cardinals keep at least one extra reliever for at least the next 8 days.
It is amazing when you get in these stretches and then, you know, you get those great starts and, oh, yeah, well, the game's going to go 14, 15, 16 innings. You just think, yeah, I can't win for losing. I mean, that's got to be just so absolutely frustrating for Mike Matheny and company.
Yeah, it does. You know, and you look at the way that John Lackey's, you know, outing kind of unfolded on Monday. I mean, he was in position to throw a complete game, no doubt. I mean, he finished 7 innings on 76 pitches, faced just one over the minimum. Problem was that one over the minimum scored. Cardinals were down 1-0 when his spot came up in the 8th inning, and at that point, you've got to play for a run. You've got to play to tie the game. It does no good if he pitches the distance if you can't score for him. So they had to yank him and go to the bullpen at that point. And then, as you mentioned, it ends up going 14 innings. So, you know, it's certainly set up to kind of be a night off for the bullpen. It wasn't. The key now is to get deeper starts from both Michael Walker and particularly Carlos Martinez. I mean, he is a guy who had a very good start to the month of April. You know, this month has been a little bit rocky for him. The Cardinals are going to need him to go deeper because, you know, and you look at his short starts coupled with the short starts that they've gotten from Adam Wainwright's replacement, it's just really taken a lot out of that bullpen. And while the bullpen has been tremendous, you know, to this point in being able to shoulder it, you do wonder down the road when it's going to catch up to that group.
Oh, and I think we all know that it will, right? I mean, it's almost impossible for that not to become an issue at some point. But the good news is, I guess, that the silver lining this last week was the news regarding Jaime Garcia. And as I understand it, reading your stuff, we're just perhaps a matter of days away from him rejoining the rotation.
Yeah, you know, he's the next guy up to try to fill that rotation gap. So he will get the start Thursday against the Mets. You know, a couple of things there. He looks really good from what I was told in his 2 rehab starts, one with AAA Memphis, one with AA Springfield on his way back from shoulder surgery. But number two, the Cardinals just need somebody that can, again, not only just give them innings, but be effective from that 5th spot. I mean, we've seen Tim Cooney give it a try. That didn't work. We saw Tyler Lyons get 3 starts. That didn't work out all that well. So, you know, Jaime Garcia is the guy that the Cardinals had hoped all along would fit in this rotation. And he's a fascinating case because when he's been healthy, he has been very, very good. You know, you could argue in 2011, 2012, he was one of the better left-handed starters in the league. That being said, the last 2 years, the Cardinals have only gotten 16 starts from him. He's been hurt constantly. And so, you know, right now the question really is, can he stay healthy and what can the Cardinals get out of him? So they have Jaime going now. They have Marco Gonzalez getting healthy down in AAA. if the Cardinals can't get enough from one or potentially both of those guys, then they're going to have to go out looking for a starting pitcher on the trade market. So what Jaime can do is going to be key to this team again. If they're looking for a way to kind of fill that hole left by Adam Wainwright, they hope that Jaime can start.
Now, I don't think anybody's shedding any tears over the plight of the St. Louis Cardinals, at least not in the National League Central Division. 25-13, still 12 games over. It was a rocky week for the team. But they do have, as you point out, some concerns. And offensively, while I look at the numbers, you know, and I see some consistency around the lineup. I see a lot of high on base percentages and pretty decent slugging percentages. There's still, a real issue with that leadoff spot. And how do you see that thing playing out here, let's say, in the next couple of weeks?
Yeah, I mean, right now it looks as if the Cardinals are just going to try to tread water until John Jay comes off the DL, which they hope will be that final week in May. I mean, you know, he's been on there with a left wrist injury, is doing some baseball activity, so the hope is that he can come off soon. But, you know, it's a little bit of a conundrum for the Cardinals, who have had the best leadoff hitter the last 2 years, you know, in baseball, in Matt Carpenter. That being said, when you watch the production, especially the increase in home runs, the extra base hits, the power that Carpenter has shown this year, Cardinals really like the look of that in the number two spot. They move him down there. It was about late April. Had a really good start with that again with John Jay filling that leadoff spot. Since then, however, John Jay goes down and the Cardinals have had a really hard time finding anybody they can get on base ahead of Matt Carpenter. You know, obviously the whole point of putting him down in that number two hole is so that he can drive in runs. Well, to drive in runs, you have to have somebody on base in front of you, and that's been a real chore for the Cardinals. They've given Colton Wong a couple of chances, Peter Borges. We even saw Jason Hayward and Randall Grichuk up there. So it looks like for about the next week or so, the Cardinals are just going to try to mix and match, try to play the hot hand if there is one, look at matchups, and just see what they can get out of that number one spot until they can get John Jay back, and then they hope that he can fit it as he has in the past. They really don't want to move Matt Carpenter out of that number two hole. It would be an option if they continue to get nothing from that leadoff spot, but their preference would be to keep him hitting second.
Well, as they work on that piece of it, you mentioned earlier the schedule, you know, 36 games, 37 days. I mean, everybody gets these stretches every now and then, but it is a tough one for this team right now. On the road, and, you know, I mean, it's raining all over the country, right? Various spots around the country, people getting deluged with rain, and I'm sure that they would just love nothing more than to get a rain out here or there. But, and, you know, with a short bench that Matheny has going as well, are there concerns with giving any of those guys a breather here and there, in the lineup every day?
Yeah, I mean, you bring up rain. They would welcome a rain out, certainly, and it's kind of funny because the one rain out that they had was the first week of the season in Chicago when that was the last thing they wanted because they already had four off days in the first 2 weeks of the season. But, yeah, they have been playing with a short bench since April. You know, Mike Matheny has been very deliberate the last few weeks in trying to give his starting position players days off. You know, a lot of that, I think, came to light with Matt Carpenter's recent issue with fatigue and just the fact that this is a tough stretch for these players, and sometimes there is a propensity to overwork or to try to do too much. So as a result, the bench players have been getting pretty good involvement. We really haven't seen the short bench come into play in terms of being a deterrent for this team until that extra inning game with the Mets when they ran out of players pretty early and, you know, at one point had to send up a reliever to hit for himself. But to this point, have been able to kind of manage through that pretty well. But I would expect to continue to see days off for the starters. You know, Matheny's also getting creative in terms of giving later report times for these players. I mean, we had a game over the weekend, a 7 o'clock start time, where players were told not to report till 5:30. So just canceling batting practice, doing whatever they can to try to save their energy for the game.
Man, I love that. I love that idea a whole lot. Well, there's no better place when you're in a stretch like this just to relax and unwind a little bit, let things go, than 4 days in Manhattan. And Jen Langosch joining us from Manhattan. Thanks so much for the time, and just enjoy the rest and the peace and the tranquility of New York City.
Well, thanks, Dave. It's always good talking with you.
All right. We'll do it again next week. That's Jen Langosch. This has been MLB.com Extras, the St. Louis Cardinals edition.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.